Yes, and that's Beyoncé and Work It Out, and work being the appropriate title here, because with me, I've got Louise Attrup. Welcome to Radio Verum, Louise.
Thank you, Ian.
Louise is a partner at Debenham Otway, not far from us, just around the corner from here. Now, Louise specialises exclusively in employment law, advising both employers and employees, and she's here to talk about unfair dismissal. And this is from the employee perspective, which is probably more appropriate for most of us, I would say, as we're more employees than there are employers, of course. And you're going to explain what it means, what is an unfair dismissal, and what you think you can do about it.
I'll do my best.
You're going to do your best. But before that, we'll have a moment so you can get your breath back. And I thought, now who can I play you? And this is a track by a guy called Chuck Brodsky. He's a singer-songwriter, an American guy. So pin back your ears and have a listen to this.
Well, I was walking outside of City Hall. I slipped and had a terrible fall. Negligence on the part of a don't care who. So hard I was seeing stars, dollar signs, men from Mars, and the man who helped me up set out to sue. He was a lawyer. He was all out of breath.
Yes, and that's Chuck Brodsky, and, well, not quite the subject that we're on, but I thought the lawyer slot, we'll call it. So, Louise, again,
hello.
Welcome to Radio Verum.
Thank you.
You've seen the studio before, but this is your first time sitting in it, isn't it?
It is, in the hot seat.
Okay, the hot seat indeed. Right, so unfair dismissal. What can you tell us about unfair dismissal?
What's it all about?
What is it all about?
Well, as you can imagine, Ian, I have clients who come to see me because they feel they've been unfairly treated, but it's not always the case that those clients have a claim for unfair dismissal, because it has a very specific definition and meaning legally.
Right.
So a dismissal can be unfair because the reason for the dismissal is unfair, or because the process that the employer uses prior to dismissal or during the dismissal is unfair.
Is there usually a bias one way or the other, or?
No, it can be either. Sometimes it can be a bit of both.
And what do you see most then?
I think mostly I see procedurally unfair dismissals, where employers have got the procedure wrong, because it's quite easy to do.
Yes, yes.
But there are five fair reasons for dismissal, and they're really clearly set out in the Employment Rights Act. Do you want me to run through them quickly?
Yes, please, yes.
So the first is capability, where the employee isn't capable of doing the job. Maybe they don't have the right skills, or maybe they can't do the job because of ill health. It can be fair to dismiss somebody for that.
Oh, okay.
Misconduct, it can be fair to dismiss someone for that. Most of us are familiar with the concept of gross misconduct.
Yes.
Misconduct. Redundancy is also a fair reason for dismissal, potentially, where an employer doesn't require so many employees. It's also fair to dismiss somebody if it will be illegal to continue employing somebody. Perhaps their work visa has run out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another catch-all reason, which is some other substantial reason, which still has to be a good reason. But perhaps an employee's fallen out with all of their colleagues, and there's been a breakdown of relationships, that sort of thing. So the idea is, if the reason for dismissal is something other than those five things, then it's likely to be unfair.
Okay. And is there a period when you first join in employment, when you're gainfully employed and you turn up, is there a period when there's no reason needs to be given, if you're there for 1 week or 6 months or what?
Yeah, well, if you haven't been in employment for more than 2 years, then you don't generally have unfair dismissal rights.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a long time. It used to be a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed to 2 years a short while ago. There are some exceptions to that, the most important being if there's any sort of discrimination element to the way you've been treated, then you can bring a claim for compensation for that from day one.
Okay. Now, tell us more then about the getting the procedure wrong.
Yes, well, that's it's a little less clear legally what the correct procedure is. The Employment Rights Act just says that the employer has to act reasonably, which isn't terribly helpful. So when I'm advising employees on whether the process has been fair or not, I look at case law.
Mm-hmm.
And another really good starting place, and something that your listeners could have a look at as a good starting place, is there's a code of conduct that has been issued by ACAS about how employers should deal with disciplinary procedures.
Right.
And that's if an employer breaches that, it's quite likely that the Employment Tribunal will find that the process is unfair. So that's a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Are people trying to get their job back or trying to get some sort of compensation typically when they...
It's generally financial compensation,
right.
But you can apply to the tribunals to be reinstated. It's quite unusual for that to be granted by the Employment Tribunal because, you know, it takes two to tango, doesn't it? If the relationship's broken down, it's very difficult to force an employer to take somebody
now,
back.
A very simple question. I don't know if it's a simple answer. Does it have to be done face-to-face? I mean, you hear these days about it coming out on Twitter or Facebook, or not Facebook, but you know what I mean. I actually, my job was terminated once over a video conference link from Singapore.
Oh dear.
Is that allowable?
Well, you need to have a fair process and you need to have a fair hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have an opportunity as an employee to state your case and to state your defence, if you like.
Right.
If you're simply dismissed summarily by text, and I've heard those
yes,
stories as
yes,
well,
yes.
I think it's pretty unlikely that process is going to be fair because you haven't had a chance to have your say.
No, you're just going to get something blunt, aren't you?
And indeed, yeah.
140
just,
characters.
And it's not very nice, is it?
A tweet, 140 characters.
I mean, I suppose you can do it by video link. That is technically, you could technically say that's face-to-face and you've had an opportunity to have your say.
Yes, it is. It's done two-way. In fact, it was a three-way. It was done with HR were in somewhere else and the boss was in Singapore and I was in London. And
yeah, well, it's worth mentioning as well that employees have the right to be accompanied at any disciplinary hearing by mm-hmm. a colleague or a trade union representative.
Oh, even just a colleague, in fact.
Yes, yeah absolutely.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Does that cover then the first aspect then of unfair dismissal?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go on to talk a bit later about what you can do about it
right.
if you think you have a claim for unfair
okay.
dismissal.
Okay, so well, whilst people digest that, we'll have a bit of elbow and what time do you call this? Yes, and that's Elbow, and what time do you call this? Well, I call it 3:20, and that's obviously time for us to continue with the second part of our discussions. I'm with Louise Attrup from Debenham Otway, and, well, we've talked about a bit about unfair dismissal, and now you're going to tell us what you can do about it.
Yeah, I'll certainly do my best to give you some pointers. So the first general point to make is that you really have to act quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You generally only have a 3-month window from your last day of employment to actually do something about it if you think you've been unfairly dismissed.
But
so if you haven't done anything at all in that time, you
yes.
probably will be out
so
of time.
So that's actually from the day you leave, not from the date that they tell you, because they may give you a couple of months' notice, for
yes,
example.
If you're on notice, it's from the end of your notice. If you're on
right.
garden leave, it's from the end of your garden
right.
leave.
Okay.
But if you're sort of dismissed there and then summarily, then it will be from that date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there are some technicalities around the 3-month window, so don't leave it till the very end of the 3 months,
yes.
for goodness sake, or
yes.
you might catch yourself out.
Yeah. That'll go quickly, won't it? 3 months. When
well, it does,
yeah.
and that's why it's important to
yes.
you know take advice and move quite quickly.
Okay, so you come to Debenham Otway and you ask for Louise, and what happens then?
Well, yes, you can certainly do that. I mean, yeah, assuming you're within your 3-month window, I think really the first thing you need to do is have an idea of how strong your case is, how likely are you to win,
mm-hmm.
and what sort of compensation will you be entitled to, because it's only then that you can make an informed decision about whether it's really worth pursuing.
Presumably you'd need the lawyer advice for
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lawyer can help you with that. Some people may not want to go to lawyers, they may not be able to afford a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and in that case I'd suggest that you do as much research as you can online, particularly have a look at the ACAS website,
and that
ACAS code of conduct that
What is ACAS, in fact?
It's a conciliation service.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, so one thing you can do, one thing you have to do before you can go to an employment tribunal now, is that you have to use ACAS and their conciliation service. It's something called pre-claim conciliation. So within that three-month window, you have to contact ACAS and say, I'd like to start pre-claim conciliation. And it's a free service. It's completely free.
And how do you find them?
You just call them up and they're online.
You just go on the web and
tell them that you want to start pre-claim conciliation and they will guide you through it.
And about things like citizens' advice? Are they involved in that in any way?
Yes, I mean, they can provide free advice. It's fewer and far between, I've found. It's increasingly difficult to get free or discounted advice in relation to employment law.
Yeah.
Even any kind of limited aid, any legal aid was severely limited quite some years ago.
It's not something they're really trained in particularly, is it? It's really scraping the surface.
No. And I mean, the idea was that employment tribunals were set up for employees to bring claims themselves without any legal help. But the problem is that the law has become so complicated and the procedure is so complicated that it can be really difficult to do your case justice on your own.
Okay. Have you seen any major wins in your time? And
of course,
involved?
Plenty.
Yeah.
But I can't mention them due to client confidentiality.
Oh, no, of course. Yes. You can write a book when you retire, of course.
Indeed. But another thing you could do, Ian, is you could go to a lawyer who could write to your ex-employer and say, look, we think our client has a claim, rather than us go through the courts. Would you be interested in an out-of-court settlement?
Oh, okay, yes, that could save both parties a lot of money,
indeed,
I suppose.
Yes. And in that case, the employer would probably ask the employee to sign a settlement agreement, which is a legally enforceable document. So let's say I was your employer.
Yes.
The document would say, I agree to give you, Ian, a sum of money in a couple of weeks' time in return for you not suing me.
Now, what happens if they start agreeing to that and then the negotiation sort of breaks down? You might have lost your three-month period.
Well, that's a very good point. You must keep an eye on the deadline because the clock is always ticking. If you can't reach an agreement quite quickly, go to ACAS and then, if necessary, issue employment tribunal proceedings.
Okay. Oh, well, that's fantastic. Quick summary, in case anyone's just sort of walked in. Well, you can get it, go and listen again, of course, and hear the whole discussion. But just the bullet points, so to speak.
Quick summary, a dismissal can be unfair because it's for an unfair reason or because the process is unfair. It's very important, if you think you have a claim, to act quickly. You must act within 3 months and seriously consider getting advice early on so you know exactly what you're dealing with and how strong your claim is.
Okay, that's fantastic. So if Radio Verulam tell me I'm...
you know who to come to.
I do indeed. Okay, that's wonderful, Louise. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
I think that's really, you know, people will benefit from if they listen seriously to that, because we all go through it at some time, don't we?
Oh, well, unfortunately it does happen.
It may not be dismissal, it may just be redundancy, but even then you have to consider whether it was fair and...
absolutely.
So bear that in mind, listeners. Okay, well, be lucky. Maybe you won't have a need for some advice like that, but the Who say be lucky. So thank you once again, Louise.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.